Is it on record?
You know,
I'm
all so right. Talkative.
Hi, guys. Jen here with the Athlete of the Month.
Hi, I'm Greg.
What's your last name?
Horrocks.
Greg Horrocks. We're here with his daughter and Gus here on Saturday. So it's a little loud if you guys hear the barbells. But there are two things that really stuck out when we chose you as Athlete of the Month, which he says he doesn't deserve at all, which is blows my mind because it's ridiculous. She's fine. She's fine. one main thing was that you consistently show up all the time, you and your wife. So if anything's going on, like either you're sick or out of town, I know.
Like when I was out for like a week.
Yeah. And but other than that, you and Brent are the first ones in the gym. Comes to the 5 a.m. class. So one thing I want to talk about is why you do the early morning. So I guess we'll start there. So why do you do the 5 a.m. class?
Well, it's easy to fit in with like work and having a 2-year-old who's crazy. I like to like just get up and like get something done. You feel like you've accomplished something already in the day. And
have you always
your day hasn't even like started yet. Yeah, I've always, I would get up at, like, when I was, like, running and stuff a lot, I loved to get up, I'd get up at, like, 4 and go for, like, a run.
Yeah.
And then go back to bed.
Oh, my. How long would you run?
Just
a couple miles.
Yeah.
No.
Just to wake up.
Yeah.
Just to wake up.
But you, like, get up, you feel like you've, like, done something already in the day, and you're kind of, like, ready to go for the rest of the day.
And then your wife also attends morning class, so she comes 7 a.m.
Yeah, she comes 7 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, some 6 a.m. Depending on the workout and how she feels about it. If she's going to have to be on the bike, then she's less likely to show up.
So does that open up family time in the evening?
Yeah, definitely. We try to do a lot with her in the evening. So do like swim lessons and go to the library for story times and stuff.
Good. So get the workout in early. I mean, I would definitely do that if I could, if I wasn't coaching. So that was one thing that stood out is you are consistent and you come every morning and so does your wife. Like, you guys never miss. The other extreme that I saw and I noticed is you go from one extreme to the next and like workout wise. So Greg has done one Ironman. I'm sure multiple triathlons,
yeah.
Or did you just jump into the Ironman?
kind of both. I got into triathlon. I started cycling with a friend of mine. I played water polo in college.
Okay.
Originally from Rochester, New York, not a hotbed of water polo. By any means.
Where
California.
California,
like the West
Coast.
Like Florida and Texas and South. They play more. The Northeast, not so much. He got me into cycling because we were just having less and less people kind of come play water polo.
Okay.
I needed something to do. He had signed up for a triathlon and tried to get me to, but it was already sold out. And then we were playing a water polo tournament, and he got hurt, so he couldn't swim, but he was going to do the bike and the run, and then he basically ended up hurting his back after that, and so I just did the whole thing. So that was my first triathlon. It was a sprint. It was a short one.
Oh, okay.
And then I loved it, and I just kind of dove in, and 2 years later, I was doing Ironman. On the way, I did a bunch
Where was your Ironman?
Lake Placid, New
okay.
York.
Yeah, so he goes from one extreme, so Ironman to CrossFit. Why did you switch over? Like, why did you start CrossFit?
I kind of took a few years off during grad school of kind of most exercise. I was running inconsistently. And basically, you know, we had a little baby. And I found it hard to justify, you know, spending 4 hours on my bike on a Saturday, right? Or a couple hours on a Sunday running or trying to, you know, work running and cycling and getting to the pool to, like, do triathlon stuff. So I was looking for something different. And I've known some people who have done CrossFit and, you know, they see good results.
Okay.
So I started looking around for gyms, and it was something new, and I was excited. So.
So how long do you think you trained for? Like, what was your longest training session for the Ironman?
Oh, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours. So it'd be like a 6-hour bike with a short run after.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. And then you go to an hour of CrossFit class.
Yeah. Intensity level's a little different between the.
Oh yeah.
Between just trying to keep moving all day and the and killing yourself for 20 minutes.
Would you do another Ironman?
I'd like to. When I still have friends who do a lot of triathlon. And I'm always a little bit jealous when I see them, like, you know, traveling for a race or something. I'm like, oh, you get the bug a little bit. Like, I kind of, you know, I wish I was doing that. But realistically, I just don't have the time to.
Yeah.
I'm pretty competitive. So that's part of the reason why I stopped doing triathlon is because if I couldn't train, like, 20 hours a week and, like, you know, have a chance at like at least an age group podium finish or something. I knew I was going to be disappointed with myself when I came to race and I wasn't as fast as I thought I could be, should be, or could be.
Okay.
So
that's a lot of hours.
So it's partly for, you know, mental sanity.
Yeah.
To not beat up on myself. Well, don't eat that.
Yeah, that's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
And then you go from an hour. So. The biggest, what do you think is the biggest difference? Like, besides the fact that you're not training for 6 hours at a time, but what is the biggest difference between the two?
There's some overlap, but the biggest difference, I mean, the strength training is often neglected in triathlon.
It's important, but
you have so much time spent trying to, like, get runs in and bike and get to the pool that it's easy to just be like, oh, I should be doing this, but
isn't it off season though, during the winter, you're supposed to be off season. Okay.
Yeah, you tend to try to put on some muscle because you're gonna be
burning
it. Yeah. But definitely not anything like. Not really like the Olympic lifting. It's not as common.
No.
You do a lot of leg specific stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I dabbled a little bit after college, and then I found CrossFit, and I just like said peace out to triathlon.
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
There's different mindsets too.
Yes.
Like,
I like
the variation of CrossFit. Like, you're not like triathlon is very monotonous.
Yeah.
Most of the time, and it takes like a dedication, not just to like putting in the hours, but to the like, to just focusing on, you know, just cycling for hours on time, especially in the winter when you're not outside, you're inside on a bike.
Yeah, that was awful.
That's when I found
CrossFit. It was more like I would rather, you know, lift with some friends.
Yeah.
And talk.
Yeah,
rather than being in a pool for an hour.
It's a very solitary sport, for sure.
Yeah, so there's a major difference there. What about your body composition?
I've definitely put on a lot more muscle. When I was racing triathlon, I was about 155 pounds.
How much do you weigh right now?
Right now, I'm about 180.
Wow.
180. So you put on weight.
I
put on weight during grad school. Let's not say it's only from CrossFit muscle, right? but yeah, I'm much.
No, I've noticed a huge change in your body. So, I mean, I literally kind of went from like the same extreme, from like distance running to triathlons to CrossFit, and I gained 15 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
just
from like trying to be as light and lean as possible.
Yeah,
to,
it's different.
Know, actually being strong.
Yeah, to actually, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to end with like three healthy habits that like you try to live by, you and your wife try to live by, just to be better. Like, are you doing a muscle up?
Yeah, she's trying. She's doing something.
She's playing with a ring. I think she's doing a muscle up. Are you doing a muscle up? No.
Yeah. So my first is, you know, it kind of manifests itself in consistency at the gym, but, you know, try to do something active, like, every day.
Every day.
Even if, like, it's a day off, you know. Now with her, it's, like, going to the park and playing. We try to get out or go for a walk or at least, you know, get up and move. Do something every day. Nutrition is definitely important. I have varying degrees of success with this.
Okay.
But, you know, I try to, the thing I, you know, try to with nutrition is mostly just trying to eat more plants is kind of the thing that I've always struggled with. Is, you know, especially going from endurance where I was eating a lot of pasta.
A lot of carbs.
Stuff, a lot of carbs, just to try to get calories in, because it was, you know, you're burning a few thousand calories on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
A few thousand.
And, yeah, trying to eat more plants and really, like, make that a habit, you know, the a lot of vegetables and fruits and stuff. And the third one is recovery. Like trying to get enough sleep.
How much sleep are you getting?
Honestly, I usually go to bed at like 8:30 or 9 to wake up for 4 for
yeah,
5 a.m. class.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so I mean, I try to, I feel pretty miserable without at least like 7 hours of sleep. So I try to get like 8.
Good.
Normally.
Amanda as well?
More. Amanda as well, yeah. Yeah.
So what time does she go to bed?
So, she usually goes to bed at 8, so we usually go to bed right after.
Very cool.
Night. Yeah.
Cool. Sleep, yep. Sleep's important. I'm learning a lot more that sleep is more vital than what most people think.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, guys, for listening. We will continue next month with a new Athlete of the Month.
Yeah, thanks.
See ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.